good public health policy is more than providing access to good doctors, clinics, and hospitals, according to Julie Willems-Van Dyke of the University of Wisconsin Population Health Institute. She says it includes a whole range of socioeconomic factors as well.
Things like, how do we improve economic development and economic opportunities in our community? How do we look at community safety? How do we look at stronger neighborhood connection, family and friends support, all of which we know are really important factors that influence length of life and quality of life.
Willems-Van Dyke will be working with the prison reform groups in Milwaukee to help them gather data on what works better when it comes to public safety, prison, or a wide range of treatment and diversion programs. David Liners heads the Milwaukee-based Wisdom Group, one of the organizations that received the grant from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation. He says the plan is twofold, to gather the data from both the prison system and the treatment programs, and to simultaneously push for policy changes.
To get thousands of people signed up demanding of their legislators that, hey, stop wasting my money on a prison system that's not working. And then, you know, after we've created the will, come back and say, here, we have some scientific data that shows you that there is another way to do this.
Liners says his coalition has an ambitious goal for this two-pronged strategy. They hope to cut the state's prison population in half, from the current 22,000 to 11,000, over the next 4 years. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.